Good morning, Eddie.
Good morning, good morning.
What are you up to this morning, big fella?
Oh, not much of nothing, man. I just, of course, been doing CMA Fest and then got done with that, and I come home and got a couple days off to play in the garden a little bit and wash some clothes and back out on the road.
Well, I was thinking about you the other day because I was a victim of a hit and run. Actually, I got my car smashed up, and the officer asked me, did you see the guy? And I go, yeah, he was a Mexican.
You know, I think, honestly, Eddie, your Christmas song is the best we've ever heard, and we would play that damn thing 12 months a year if we could get away with it. Will you promise us that you will redo it at some point?
I tell you what, I love that song, man, and my mom would get on my butt about that. She's like, now, Eddie, what are you going to sing it for? And I said, Mom, you know it's the truth. He's like, well, you don't need to let everybody know everything.
Do you have an extra verse or a bus verse you sometimes sing that's not on that single?
You know, we did have it one time. I'll be honest with you, we couldn't really sing it live. We had to sing it on the bus, or we'd do it kind of private because it was it would get out there a little bit.
You got to filter that thing.
After a little bit of Jim Beam.
Hey, let's talk about upskirts this morning.
No, it's outskirts.
Oh, outskirts.
Hey, oh my gosh.
Oh, man, I tell you what, everybody where we was playing was asking, man, you and T-Roy got anything else, man, that y'all was doing? And we had some of these songs, man, and we done it, and it's the last thing we recorded. So, you know, everybody was asking for it, and I was like, you know what, let's put this out.
And you had told us years ago that you guys had the conversation of what would happen if something happened to one of you and you both would have wanted the other one to go on and keep putting out good music.
We had that conversation a long time ago, and, you know, we talked about it and said, hey, if either one of us go down, we want the MG brand to keep going.
Well, we want everybody to go out and get Outskirts. It's a 7-track EP, and you're one of our favorite people in country music, Eddie. We laugh so much when we talk to you.
Eddie, I want to go back to what's in Eddie Montgomery's garden? I've been thinking about that the whole time.
Is it a sativa or what kind of plant
is
it?
You just said you're doing some work in the garden.
I got a bunch of different tomatoes.
Nice. Okay.
And I'm guessing you got some jalapenos in there.
But there are tons of different kinds of tomatoes, too.
I got some Carolina Reapers in there. We like to sneak them in some chili every once in a while.
Eddie, next time you come to town, I want to introduce you to my gardener.
All right, you got it.
He is a Mexican.
Knock it off.
Mexican.
Eddie, we love you.
Oh, boy.
If we can ever do anything for you, you let us know, and you get your ass up here to Detroit and see us.
Please.
Hey, man, I can't wait, man. I love Detroit.